For many, the late George Balanchine was the dominant choreographer of the past century, himself in a direct line of succession to the great dance masters of his Russian past. Whether or not you absorb his influence, you can't escape it. Balanchine's legacy remains strongest in the New York City Ballet, and Yvonne Bure was a principal dancer in that company, learning his technique in his ballets, all of them classics of the modern repertoire. She's in Hawaii to become the director of Honolulu's Alive Ballet Academy. She's offering a free open masterclass this Saturday, and she's with us in our studio. Hi, Yvonne. Thanks for coming in.
Aloha, Mr. Vandercook. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
What is it about Balanchine choreography, specifically about his work rather than someone else's?
Mr. Balanchine's influence, I think, coming to America, changed dance history on a huge level, just opening so much beauty. It's timeless, his choreography.
Based on a really thorough grounding in classical Russian technique, yeah?
Yes, of course. Foundation is his technique.
And what is it about that technique? It's very strict, isn't it?
Yes, because he has a Russian background. But mm-hmm. it's, I think when he came to America, he expanded with his choreography. And I think working on the dancers here in America, he was able to explore so much. And he had such a vision. He was a visionary and changed dance history.
Well, his choreography changed with his exposure to America is kind of what you're saying.
Of course. Absolutely.
Because he was, as an artist, you consider him to be really open to influences. You know, I'm thinking of the way he was able to absorb influences outside of ballet.
Yes, absolutely. He did. He changed everything and on such a beautiful level.
Was it... you know, becoming a principal dancer in his company, what kind of preparation did that take for you?
Well, I was studied at the School of American Ballet for 3 years, and then mm-hmm. I became an apprentice in 1987.
At
New York City Ballet. And first, about 8 months, I was an apprentice, dancing, learning the ballets. Usually start with the Nutcracker, mm-hmm. and then you learn some of the ballet. I think my ballet was Symphony in C. And then you do many ballets, I think you have 6 to 8 ballets, and then you find out whether you have gotten in a contract, and I did get a contract, and so I joined and I danced there for 22 years.
When you learn a Balanchine ballet where the details of the choreography are so important, mm-hmm. how does that get passed along? You know, in a piece of music you have a score. It's not quite like that in choreography, is it? Right. How does it work?
You have ballet masters that teach you the choreography. Of course, tapes, you do look back at the different dancers and to learn the choreography mm-hmm. as well. But you have a set of ballet mistresses that help you through learning the choreography, preparing you for the stage, and then you're sort of on your own once you get there mm-hmm.
Once you there's that whole thing in ballet, once you've got the steps and really are familiar with the music, only then really can you get into interpretation, yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
So how does that work? How do you become an interpretive artist with all that technique behind you?
I think for me it's always been about the music and sort of always carries me through my dance or my ballet or mm-hmm. whatever I'm going to do. I've always tried to, we call it the butterflies. Mm-hmm. I've always listened. I think as a dancer, you lean on the foundation of your technique and are able to sort of spread your wings. And then once you're on the stage, then there's your freedom. Mm-hmm. But I think for me personally, it's been a spiritual journey on the stage as well as my strength and my technique, but most important for me has always been the music.
Sure.
Sort of, you know, it tells you the steps. You do have to remember your steps,
yeah.
But it's such beautiful music, you know, all the music that I've dance to in my career.
How do you pass that along to students, you know, the whole idea of absorbing technique and working with the music and then putting your own interpretation on? That seems to be a lot to absorb.
Yeah, it is. But I think as a student, the students I've worked with here in Hawaii are very open and they're very eager to learn. Mm-hmm. So it's when you walk into a room, you're just sharing your knowledge with giving back from all the teachers and all the ballet mistresses and the director that I worked with, Peter Martins. You're giving back, and I think that's what's so important as a teacher.
You're about to teach you're inviting students to come to a free open masterclass this weekend. What kind of things do you address in a masterclass like that? Masterclass meaning the students already have got some level of proficiency in, right?
Yes, we hope so, yes. I think we'll be able to tell more once the students have arrived on what levels. There will probably be different levels. And I'll gear the class around that. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just open. I'm sort of being introduced and at mm-hmm. the Alive Ballet Academy. And I'm looking forward to the community coming out and want to work with the students here. It's very important to me.
Would you, in a class like that, say, offer a sample of Balanchine choreography?
Of course. A variation, maybe.
Uh-huh.
I could do that. But I think just my style of how I teach is different than any other style.
Uh-huh.
And that comes from the years of taking classes, New York City Ballet training and the School of American Ballet training. So it's hard for me to walk into a room and give any other thing. Any other class, but I know.
You've had that immersion.
Yes, of course, immersed in it.
Thanks so much for talking with us, Yvonne.
Thank you.
Yvonne Bure is a former principal dancer of New York City Ballet, who's recently moved to Oahu, will take over the direction of Honolulu's Alive Ballet Academy next month. She's offering a free open masterclass to all ages on August 26th at 2 p.m. at Alive Ballet Academy Studio on McCully Street in Honolulu. She'll be training young local dancers in the Balanchine technique.